Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're talking Braves here in the Kia Studios. Rick, Kamla, and John Michaels. And what I'm excited about with the last two games, and I understand that two nights ago we took a heartbreaking loss, and it's hard to say heartbreaking about a regular season game, but that was a heartbreaking loss. We give up three runs in that game at home. We give up one run last night. We've talked all year about how all five of our starting pitchers have had a completely unbalanced split home and away.
Yep.
Away, all-star. Cy Young good. At home, not so much. Mm-hmm. And they stopped a home losing streak last night,
yep.
A four-gamer with that victory. But, John, Folty goes five innings, 10 Ks, does not give up a run. McCarthy last night, six innings, eight Ks, and I don't have the box in front of me. He gave up one run, right? Mm-hmm. So we have given up four runs in 18 innings against the Chicago Cubs at SunTrust Park. This is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a meltdown in the ninth inning, you've won both games.
Yep.
And you would have won the game, obviously, on Monday in Chicago. And you're already positioned yourself as one of the best baseball teams in baseball. You're one of the best teams in the National League, without a doubt. Here's what's awesome. A lot of these rallies are started by the same guys. It's Albies. It's Acuna. It's Freeman. It's Markakis. Like, you have four or five guys in the lineup you can really trust. I saw that Dansby Swanson, I believe, going to start at single A today. He's starting to
do
some rehab stuff.
Single A Rome could be back with the Braves by this weekend.
So that's awesome. You're going to get your shortstop back, which means now you can go back to platooning at third, which you're doing anyway. But you'll take one less piece out of the equation. It'll be Dansby's plugged right back into shortstop. And now you can start to depend on him again. And hopefully, being over the injury, he can get back to hitting over 300 like he was early in the year. I love what I see out of this team right now. And you're right, they had gone from casual glance for the last couple of years when they were god-awful to now you got to pay attention to the Braves day in and day out, inning in and inning out.
I'm sorry, y'all. Like, we have covered the Braves. And obviously, Grant McCauley has sunk his teeth into this team over the last three dreadful years on an inning-by-inning basis. That has not been the case for
no.
me because when the what's at stake is removed, mm-hmm. I'm not as interested. But this team has grabbed me by the shirt collar. And like I said, basically from the first week of the season, when I saw this team, saw the vibe, saw the electricity that's kind of coursing through everybody on the team, and even pre-Acuna, mm-hmm. I thought these Braves were a must-see TV. But now that they have Acuna the clutch, it's even more that way.
Mo, you're there, obviously. The pearly whites are shining on the big screen there at SunTrust Park. What was the atmosphere like with the Cubbies in town?
Tuesday more so than last night, but Tuesday had a playoff atmosphere to it. It felt like late September in middle of May. Now, Cubs always travel well.
Mm-hmm.
Even before they won the World Series, they have benefited from the same thing that the Braves have. They had WGN where we had TBS. You run into Braves fans from across the country that
sure.
say, I grew up watching because of TBS. Same thing with the Cubs. So it's probably been 70-30 Braves to Cubs, maybe 65-35 Braves to Cubs. But Cubs travel very well, and they are a couple of times you look up when the crowd goes crazy, go, all right, what'd the Braves do? Oh, that was a Cubs move right there. But just the excitement. The colleges are out, so the college kids are filling up the battery. They're boozing.
Mm-hmm.
People are excited for Albies, excited for Acuna. There is just a fun feeling right now at SunTrust Park.
That's what you love to see. I have definitely seen a lot more Braves gear being rocked around here in the early seasons than I had in past seasons, and that's because fans, you know what, we want to support winners. We want to be a part of the hot young thing. And what's cool about this Braves team, and I said this a couple of weeks ago about other teams in baseball, it's a lot of homegrown guys. Now, I understand you traded for a lot of this minor league talent, but it's still people that you got to see from minors come all the way up to the big league club. A lot of people in Gwinnett were watching the Stripers, what used to be the Gwinnett Braves, watching some of the young guys there. In Rome, watching the young guys. It makes you feel more a part of it when it's your guys as opposed to going out and giving somebody a $300 million contract.
I don't know. I kind of look at if you trade for a guy and he starts with your program in Double A,
he's a homegrown guy.
I feel like that's a homegrown guy. Mm-hmm. I really do. If you want to nitpick and say, well, you didn't draft him or you didn't sign him as a free agent out of Venezuela, that's fine. You can do that. But if you trade for a minor leaguer and then he develops through your system, and I think that's a homegrown guy. I want to talk about McCarthy and Vizcaino.
Okay.
McCarthy, look, Friday night, I was hot. Mm-hmm. I was not happy with Brian Snicker. Take yourselves all back to last Friday at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy with the deployment of Brandon McCarthy?
No.
It was dink and dunk shot, dink and dunk shot. I believe he gave up 11 hits in 5 innings, gave up 6 runs. Anyway, Snicker hung in there with him too long for me, and McCarthy just wasn't effective. You go back to his previous start, wasn't really effective. So, and I'm not saying there was a clock ticking on him, like his rotation spot was in jeopardy, but I was looking at McCarthy like, let's go, bro. And he did. Last night, as we said, 6 innings, 1 run allowed, 8 Ks. Vizcaino, terrific the first 18 appearances, giving up only 3 earned runs. Then the next 2 appearances gave up 3 earned runs. Of course, we lost one of the games, and then he blew a save. Mm-hmm. Last night, got right back up on the horse and proved Brian Snicker right for being patient and hanging in there and not doing the knee-jerk thing of you know, changing his closer. Had Vizcaino gotten blown up last night, you know, if Bryant had hit a 2-run, I don't even know who he faced last night. I was at the concert. But had Vizcaino blown another save last night, mm-hmm. today we'd be having a different conversation. Yep. But good for you, Arodas. Way to get the train back on the track.
Well, to go back to Brandon McCarthy, 3 of his last 4 starts had actually been fairly poor. He had the loss back on April 24th at Cincinnati, gave up 3 earned, but 5 total runs in that game in 5 innings. He gave up 8 earned in 3 1/3 against San Francisco in the blowout loss, and then gave up 6 earned in 5 against Miami. He did have a good start sandwiched in there with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I do think his roster spot was starting to be in jeopardy. You got to think about it.
What are you, Carl Dukes now up in here?
Okay, you've got all these young guys down there. Luis Gajara is already up at the big league level. He projects as a starting pitcher. He's not going to be a bullpen guy forever. You know who the easiest to pull out of the rotation is? It's Brandon McCarthy. Julio Teheran's going nowhere. Mike Foltynewicz is going nowhere. Sean Newcomb looks like a Cy Young candidate right now. And Mike Soroka, they're going to continue to give him starts. There's one aging veteran
yep.
who, if he doesn't pitch better, is out of there. 5.05 ERA ain't going to cut it right now. And I think there are a finite amount of starts left for Brandon McCarthy. He keeps pitching like he did last night. That rope will get longer, and he'll have a longer time to pitch. You go out and have another 8 earned in 3 1/3, Luis Gajara is going to figure out real quickly, is he a starter in this league or not?
Yeah, but McCarthy kind of tabled all that conversation. For now, I do want to bring this up as we continue our Braves breakdown. Our general manager, mm-hmm. who I'm a big fan of, Alex Anthopoulos.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a tremendous job with this team. And we've got to give the previous GM, Coppola, some credit too. Okay, he has made some moves that are paying dividends for our team right now. And I know he messed up and cheated in the whole thing, and now he's, you know, a disgraced former baseball executive. But Coppola did some good things for these Braves. But Anthopoulos said that he did not expect to have this success this early.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got me thinking, like, it does kind of feel like we're, I don't know about, stealing's not the right word, but it does, John, feel like we're winning at the craps table right now. And we're on a roll. Because you go into that crap scenario, man, I could lose everything. Or right. you could hit that hot run where everybody's freaking out and going crazy and the whole casino's kind of looking over to see what the fuss is about. I feel like that right now. I feel like we're winning when maybe we shouldn't be winning this much. Think about it. Our Braves are 10 games over 500. The Chicago Cubs, who are one of the top 3 or 4 championship sure. World Series contenders in baseball, are 4 games over mm-hmm. 500. We're 10 games yep. over 500. Dude, we are living so right now. Just enjoy it. Savor it.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Think about the teams that are 10 games over right now. You have Houston, World Series contender. Yankees, World Series contender. Mm-hmm. Red Sox, World Series contender. Braves. That's it. That's the 4 teams in baseball.
Do you have the whole league up like that?
I do.
So who's behind the Braves?
If I go expanded standings, hold on. Let's take a look here.
Because you think about an Arizona Diamondbacks team.
Diamondbacks are 25-18. They're 7 games over. Pittsburgh's 8 games over at 25-17. Milwaukee, 8 games over at 26-18. Philly, 8 games over at 24-16. Angels, 7. Seattle, 6. And that's it. So they're ahead of everybody else, but The Diamondbacks are about a game and a half behind them. The Phillies a game back. This team's playing above and beyond what anybody expected.
So Milwaukee and Arizona have – they came into the year thinking big, mm-hmm. okay? And they're on the fringe of that championship contending status
sure.
with us. But Milwaukee, think about it. They went out and got – the dude from Miami who's escaping, Christian Yelich.
Yep.
They go get Lorenzo Cain, who's having mm-hmm. a marvelous season. Boom, you're in the fast lane. And they've got a nice rotation. They've got a killer bullpen. Milwaukee's ready to go. Arizona's ready to go. They've got the best setup guy in baseball in Archie Bradley. They got a hell of a closer in Boxberger. They've got all kinds of good starters, including Patrick Corbin, who's having a Cy Young-type year, and a nasty lineup, right? So I would add Arizona and Milwaukee, in the second tier of the mm-hmm. contenders. I think the first tier is what you said. Yanks, Sox, Stros, and then you've got the Braves and the other teams. Can you believe we're having this conversation
no.
mid-May?
No, not at all.
I can't believe we're here talking about our Braves stacking up favorably with the best of Major League Baseball.
Here's what's crazy. Braves have already played 25 road games, only 17 at home. They're 9 games over 500 on the road, yet only 1 game over 500 at home. They've got to find a way to fix that. Because if you can become a 600 winning percent, win 3 out of every 5 at home, or even 2 out of every 3, that's going to be a group that runs away with this division. The funny thing is when you look at the other 3 teams that are equal to the Braves or greater, Yankees are 18-7 at home, Boston 12-6, Astros only 12-10 at home.
Well, okay, what are the Red Sox at home?
12-6.
All right, so that's obviously a really good mark. Houston, they play in a tiny mm-hmm. little stadium, Minute Maid Park,
yep.
tiny. You and I would have a chance to go yard. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
but,
maybe not.
But it's a tiny little stadium. SunTrust Park is a hitter's park. Minute Maid Park is a hitter's park. I think that's why it's just kind of a grab bag, a coin
right.
flip deal. Like whoever gets hot and scores 9 runs wins that game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.